Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, using the checks and balances that our founding fathers fought, bled, died, gave their sacred honors and fortunes for. And ladies and gentlemen, we must carry forward that legacy and to do so peacefully to the best of our ability. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And we got a lot to cover today. Yes, indeed. Last hour, we had Brian Rust of RustQuittAndGift.com and Kelly Finnegan with us. We talked about the Honest Money Report. We talked about, hey, Biden, not Putin, causing pain at the gas pump. Even the Washington Times admitting that reality check. Sorry, Joe, no one's fallen for your lies to blame it on Putin anymore. To solve the problem, what we need to do is let the free market work and get government out of the way. Biden signs executive order for digital money. Joe's executive order and Democratic legislators are really putting together landmark digital money legislation designed to wipe out cash. You comfortable with that? I'm certainly not. The vaccine passport's going to be used for a pathway to a social credit system that includes your finances, folks. It includes your health information, folks. And it also includes your environmental footprint, folks. Yeah, they're going to put health, the environment, all your personal details, driver's license, credit card, and everything else. Combine that with this health issues, the environmental issues, your credit score and how you behave in the world. It's going to be disaster communist style, folks. And Americans really aren't doing much about it. You got a crypto revolution going on in Argentina. And you got government trying to manipulate the currency in America right now. Ladies and gentlemen, inflation rears its ugly head. It's beyond the gas pump now. It's affecting everything else. Wow. Now, Elon Musk offers to buy Twitter for $43 billion, even though its market value is only $36.7 billion. But Elon Musk believes that Twitter is unique and has tremendous potential. He says, I must invest in Twitter because I believe in its potential to be the platform of free speech globally around the world. Now, he wants to promote democracies, so the poor guy is confused. But nevertheless, the reality is I don't believe that Musk will gain control of Twitter. I know a lot of people think he will, but I don't think so. I think it's a big old ploy for, you get a lot of coverage. It benefits you big time. And then you can walk away from Twitter and more people will leave Twitter. And will he start his own service or will he team up with somebody else already in the game? Time will tell. Two new subvariants of Omicron, both related to the Omicron, what do they call it, BA.2, are spreading through New York right now. So are they going to come back and lock us down is the question that I had at the end of the last hour. Ready for news the networks refuse to use this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a shameful reality check story for you from the epochtimes.com. At least 20. I'm going to say that again. At least 20 FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosive Agency officials, or assets, if you will, were embedded around the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th, 2021. Now a defense attorney wrote in a court filing, the Oath Keepers have put forth a motion to dismiss seditious conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The battle's on now. Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers are mounting their defense. And they're simply saying the government's out of control. There were 20-plus government assets on the ground there, and we're ready to provide evidence of that in the detail. What will the government do now? Will a showdown happen? Will they gag the defendants? Will they, create classified secret court filings? What are they going to do about this now, ladies and gentlemen? And do the Oath Keepers have the mojo really to document the government planted or embedded assets? Can we really get discovery on that? See, that's where I believe that they really released the Ammon Bundy case early, where they don't dig into the Charlottesville case, where they're not, okay, because they know full well that when you really start getting discovery, we're going to find out not only were these 20-plus government assets in place, but they were literally the provocateurs. Okay, that's why they dismissed this case about Gretchen Whitmer, ladies and gentlemen, where they said, you know, hey, they dismissed everybody. No, they didn't really kidnap her. They weren't really trying to kidnap, whatever, dismissed all of it. Because the government doesn't want us to get discovery and prove what the government assets are doing here. You literally have 20-plus FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives provocateurs in the Capitol area on January the 6th. See, they can't prosecute all, I don't know what, 200 to 700 people that they've attacked without dealing with this. The question is, will we get any discovery? Will we get any transparency and accountability? See, because the Oath Keepers now, on one hand, they claim that they were insurgents, that they were preparing for war. Well, the government monitored the Oath Keepers even before this, proving that there were assets and provocateurs in place, right? But look, folks, the Oath Keepers have, for years, peacefully defended cities. Peacefully, literally got on rooftops to protect houses and businesses. Right? Well, now the Capitol Police, there's photos of the Capitol Police being escorted down the Capitol steps through the crowd to safety on January 6th. By members of the Oath Keepers. So in court now, you've got the Oath Keepers saying, hey, we've got photos of us literally shepherding the peace or the police to safety here. We're not the enemies. This is what we've done for years. And furthermore, you got government provocateur assets going on, and we want to dismiss the whole thing. Because you know what? We need to have a motion to dismiss seditious conspiracy obstruction charges. They're saying, look, it's not us. There's no proof. There's no evidence of this. Furthermore, we have proof of our peaceful intent in many places. In Texas at the border, in Missouri when the big old scandal about that man that went wild and whatever, Michael, I don't have his name in front of me. Okay, the Oath Keepers kept the peace in many, many situations. And worked with the police. And we're so this provocateur agenda, is it really the Oath Keepers wanted to literally, you know, back Donald and take over the government or whatever, create a civil war? Or is this more of a situation where the Oath Keepers are saying, look, we know this is going to get rowdy and we're going to provide peacekeeping solutions as a support? Well, the narrative's out. The discussion's on. Time will tell where this goes, ladies and gentlemen. But I submit to you, that the government's got trouble on their hands. Now, that's really if. Okay, listen carefully. That's if the Oath Keepers and others have the, what do you want to call it? I don't know if you call it court savvy. Fortitude, I don't know what you call it. Will the attorneys for the Oath Keepers really double down and play hardball? Or is their membership in the bar going to play crown jewel and they're going to act tough but not, at the end of the day, do much? Time will tell. But I'm telling you that if we dig into and if the Oath Keepers and their attorneys really get in touch with the author that we had on the radio yesterday from the Epoch Times, right, and really dig into Jesse Trenadue's information that we've highlighted on this broadcast, and really dig into the conspiracy by government, Operation Mockingbird from the start, putting provocateurs in the media and other venues, highlighting the Ammon Bundy case where there was provocateurs documented, highlighting this January 6th, highlighting Charlottesville and the attempt there to literally create a clash between groups. The Oath Keepers really need to take this all the way to the mat and really bring evidence to the table. And if they do, the government's in a serious bind. Because the truth is on the side of freedom. The truth is not, look, the government has gone rogue. FBI agents, BATFE agents, CIA agents, I could go on and on and on. Pentagon agents, they have gone absolutely off the rails. Rogue agents have really sold us south. And, you know, I don't know really what to do about it, folks, but I'm telling you that it's something that I really hope Oath Keepers dig into. I'll tell you what else I really hope for and push for. I really hope, ladies and gentlemen, that we can get to the bottom of this, that we can really force accountability onto the docket. I really hope we can prevent this classifying of information, this, quote, national security claim that they always pull. We can tie Hunter and Joe Biden to criminal activity around the globe, while at the same time tie government officials, provocateurs from the FBI, CIA, Justice Department, BATFE, IRS, as literally acting as agent provocateurs against we the people. And show the criminal activity of these government bureaucrats and unconstitutional government organizations, and we just might get somewhere. Pray hard, work hard, and trust in God Almighty, my fellow Americans. Quick pause. News the networks refuse to use continues on your radio.
Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's a movie coming out from Disney. Gayest kids movie yet from Disney, Unleashed on America. Supporters gush, it's gloriously queer. Positive with not a moment of censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Better Nate than Never? Is that what it's called? Courtesy of Disney there? What do you think, folks? Better Nate than Never. They say it's the gayest movie ever from Disney. Are you familiar with this at all, Cameron? Are you a Disney follower? Come on, come on now, Cameron. You got to get with the entertainment news, bro. Anyway, Ruby Wood stars in Better Nate Than Never. Ladies and gentlemen, Dateline Orlando. It's being called Disney's gayest kids movie yet. And it comes at a time when Americans are dumping the entertainment giant because of its support for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and queer causes. In opposition to Florida's anti-grooming law, giving parents a voice in the education of their children. They want to say it's a don't say gay bill, but truthfully, it's a we're not going to let a perverted adults groom our children into sexual perversions. That's the culture war discussion, ladies and gentlemen. But Better Nate Than Never is a musical comedy released this month by Disney that's aimed at the minds of pre-teenagers. So I don't know if you call that middle school, whatever, right? You call them tweens before teens? What do you know? Right? They say it stars Ruby Wood as a 13-year-old Nate. A boy who heads to New York City for a chance to win a role in a Broadway play after losing an audition for his own high school musical. Breitbart News noted, while the movie never really affixes the label gay to its young star, according to the Daily Beast, the movie is an ad homage to every gay kid who loves stage plays and musicals. Wow. Makes you wonder where we go here, right? I guess the Ruby Wood, the 15-year-old star that plays the part of this 13-year-old character, is frequently seen in gender-bending garb as the film's premiere. They say he wore a black frock festooned with a colorful rock necklace, fruit tart finger rings, and colorful, long, fake fingernails. Wow. Folks, this is out of control, right? Let's see if we can fire up the trailer to this thing. You think I can get that done? Hopefully this thing will play. Ready? Uh-oh. It's not working here. Hold on. It's playing wrong. All right, sorry about that. I guess I can't play it right now. Anyway, it's crazy what's going on. Better Nate Than Never. Where do you think this goes, folks? I appreciate that some parents are against Disney on this. I appreciate that some parents are really starting to stand up. I'm grateful for that. But ladies and gentlemen, how many people are really standing up? All right? How many are really standing up? I don't think very many. I don't really believe there are many standing up. Not enough parents to matter, if you will. Better Nate Than Never, according to the Daily Beast, just may be the most gay positive and encouraging youth programming that Disney has ever released. Yeah. They raved over the movie's what they call queer positive bent. Will Disney see the light and drop its promotion of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda? I don't think so. You want to know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because there's not enough of us. There's not enough of us to stand against it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, they're not going to see the truth. They're not going to double down. There's not enough of us. And I'll give some examples to make the point. You know, the Christians boycotted Target for a long time because they're allowing, you know, men to go into women's bathrooms and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, well over a million families said, we're not going to go to Target anymore. Target just laughed and said, who cares? The gay, lesbians, the bisexual, transgenders, the queer folks, all the deviants, they have plenty of money. We don't need you families. Bye. And not enough families stood up. Instead of 1 million, 2 million families, it should have been 20, 30 million families. But no. So this is my point, ladies and gentlemen, when there's just not enough of us to move the needle. I don't know what else you can expect, right? No offense, but I really don't know what you can expect. There's not enough of us, folks. They say the film, in the most beautiful sign of progress, and the greatest compliment I can give, is something that I desperately wish that I had when I was growing up. It's a love letter to kids, to theater kids, and most specifically theater kids who remain fearful or ashamed about who they are. See, they love this. So Target literally laughed at the families and ignored us. And sadly, to a great degree, Target won. Yeah, we might have costed them some revenue. But in the end of the day, Target held firm. Target literally ignored us and won. I submit to you that Disney will do the same. Will Disney see the light and drop its promotion of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda? I say the answer is not even maybe. No, they're going to double down. You want to know why? Because they know that they've got the upper hand in the culture war. See, it used to be to where they had to promote their perverted agenda in secret. Now they've got the nation so divided, so destroyed, so demoralized and immoral that they can just blatantly promote their perverted agenda, and there's not enough of us to stop them. Now, let me be very clear. There is enough of us to stop them. But there's not enough of us willing to stop them. Do you understand the difference that I'm highlighting? There's plenty of good, honest Christian people in America that are incensed about this. But they're not willing to take action. Who's canceling their Disney Plus, for instance? Who's boycotting Disney products and the Disney parks and the Disney movies, the whole Disney infrastructure, if you will, or the Disney ecosystem, whatever you want to economically call it, right? How many people are really willing to double down and hold the line and say, you know what, we're not going to Disney anymore? And here's what I hear most Disney fans and lovers say. You know, I'm really disappointed in the movie. I'm boycotting the movie. I'm not going to that. But I'm still going to the theme parks because, you know what, the theme parks aren't really like that perverted movie. And I'm going to go buy, products from Disney anyway, and I'm going to buy their old movies, and I'm going to keep my Disney Plus membership because I'm just watching the old movies when Disney was good. And don't you get it, folks? You're still backing Disney. You're still funding their perverted agenda. Right? And that's the problem that I see. And I don't see enough Americans really able to move the needle. I don't really see any way to solve this issue until enough Americans decide that they're going to get involved. Okay? We cannot remain sidelined on the culture war and expect to gain the upper hand in the culture war. Do you understand? You cannot expect to win without involvement or without engagement, if you will. Right? You're not going to get that done. All right, we're going to come back, talk about this a little more on your radio. I am Sam Bushman.
The land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
New York officials are reporting the arrest of the suspected subway shooter. 62-year-old Frank James was taken into custody without incident after he called Crime Stoppers on himself and took a walk through East Village to await police. A Michigan police officer fatally shot a man after a lengthy fight and was kneeling on his body after pulling him over for expired tags on his car. Video released by police on Wednesday showed 26-year-old Patrick Lioya, an immigrant from the Congo, was resisting arrest when a Grand Rapids police officer shot him on the morning of April 4th. Protesters gathered outside the Grand Rapids Police Department on Wednesday. Billionaire Elon Musk filed paperwork on Thursday to buy all of Twitter for roughly $43 billion. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Ukraine claims it struck Russia's Black Sea warship Moskva with two cruise missiles, causing severe damage. Russia confirms the ship has been damaged and crew evacuated, but their story is a weapons malfunction caused the blasts. The Biden administration continues to put more money towards Ukraine's fight from Russian invaders.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the money will go toward reinforcing capabilities in Ukraine or providing new capabilities.
All of them are designed to help Ukraine, as we talked about, help Ukraine in the fight that they are in right now and the fight that they will be in coming days and weeks in the eastern part of the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, better Nate than ever. It's not better than never. It's better than ever. And the promotion is this gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, female transition to male deal? Anyway, here is the official trailer. We finally got this together. Thanks for Cameron getting this done. Here it is.
Bro, it's like 7 a.m.
Today's the day, Ma. They're posting the cast list for the school play today. Get it? Like it's a curtain? Tough crowd. I've got some breaking news. It's an open audition. They're making Lilo and Stitch a Broadway musical.
Where would we even sleep? What about your aunt, the Broadway actress?
You were the only toddler whose first word was me.
Let's cast a musical. Does anyone have a special skill they'd like to demonstrate?
I can do Fiddler on the Roof style knee crawls.
This I have to see.
Mazel tov! Oh my gosh, my pants. Does anybody have any extra shorts?
I'll make you proud of me.
Okay, Nate, that's all we're gonna need.
Forget New York. I'm just trying to survive seventh grade.
I love that you're still acting. You remind me of, like, me.
You're literally all I want to be when I grow up. 3 weeks on Broadway, an apartment in New York.
Queens, but...
I'm about to go out.
You're 100 times funnier and quicker than I am.
Danny looked like the kid that went viral on TikTok.
I didn't know you could do all that.
Find your light.
You're insane. I'm theatrical. Hold up just a second. Sorry, I thought we were alone.
You guys are so weird.
We know. I'm about to go out. Just kidding.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, let me be just very blunt with this movie. They're not talking about gay in the movie. They're avoiding all the labels and all the, quote, what do you want to say, scare words or shock words, or they're avoiding all that. They're just saying better Nate than ever. And the official trailer really documents kind of the agenda, though, that it's promoting transgender. Flat out in your face. And all I can tell you is it's scary. Look, over 1 million people have already watched this trailer. They're gearing up big and they're picking sides. And I submit to you that I don't think that Disney's going to cave. I don't think that Disney is going to back down on this thing. And so I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have to really double down. And there needs to be more Americans in opposition to this in the culture war. 1 million plus 2 million families targeting Target, wasn't enough. And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this. How many families are in America? 150 million? And 1 or 2 million? What's that, 1% maybe? 1.5%? Okay, these people are fighting against this. It's not enough. And so, you know, people call me all day, Sam, we're in a pickle. We're in a serious bind in America. What do we do to get out of this? And I always tell them, you know what? George Washington talked about the importance of these two critical pillars of support, religion and morality. And without them, you can't run a free country. People can't hold on to their liberty. Okay? You lose your liberty when you violate fundamental principles of morality and religious reality. Okay? And so, you know, people think, well, Sam, you're just negative. I got to be hopeful. You can't hope in false prosperity, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I'm not trying to be negative, but I don't see how you can expect any different. Right? That is the issue. That's really the deal. So anyway, I don't think that Disney's going to back down. And the reason I don't is because they've gauged like Target. They've watched that experiment. The Target experiment is what I call it. Where they know full well the landscape they're dealing with. And I submit to you that this is calculated. They know that the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer agenda has been, for the most part, promoted stealthily, quietly. But now that your FBI is in bed with your school board saying, we can push porn, we can push these perverted agendas. And you know what? You protest, parents, and we're just going to call you domestic terrorists. And now Disney and Target and many other large corporations are going for broke. They're saying, we're coming out of the closet and we're coming for you, Christians. I pray that we can stand up against this and stop this in the culture war, but I don't see it. There's not enough Americans that are incensed. Even good, honest, moral Christian Americans are going, yeah, you know, I don't really like the gay character, but the movie's great. Or, yeah, you know what, I'm going to fund Disney's parks and their products and a lot of what they do. I'm going to go on a Disney cruise or whatever. I don't mind doubling down in defense of the Disney brand because I'll just not support the movie. It's kind of like I'm not really for the government schools, right? I'm not really for the government schools, but, hey, I'll keep my kids in school. Right now what I need to do is just work on trying to create accountability there, right? Wow. There you have it. Well, and we're seeing the media merge even further, speaking of this. So as the media carries the ball, helping Disney tremendously, because it's all how the media positions this. The media is promoting this as a wonderful example of coming to our truth, coming to finally not suppress those who are different. And they go on and on and on. But there's two media companies that are merged now, ladies and gentlemen. In Hollywood, they say a new giant joins the ranks. The blockbuster merger of Discovery and Warner Media closed on Friday, putting many of the biggest names in movie, TV and news under one roof. Discovery, by the way, was the medium-sized media company that began as a small cable network in like 1985. It has completed something once unthinkable, they say. Assuming ownership of a fabled Hollywood company that controls Batman, Harry Potter, Sex and the City, Game of Thrones, CNN, not to mention March Madness. Do you see how they've just crossed all these different lines to include literally everybody's, quote, bread and circus love? Discovery and Warner Media closed their mega merger Friday afternoon, adding a new behemoth to the entertainment industry. The two companies will have combined, let's see, television, movie, and news operations that draw revenue of nearly $50 billion, forming one of the biggest media companies in the country, folks. The decision by AT&T Warner's media parent company, I guess they're going to spin off its entertainment division and merge it with Discovery in a deal. It'll push for smaller competitors to merge and beef up their size just to compete. It means rivals like Disney, Netflix, and Amazon now have a new ferocious competitor for streaming dominance. Right? It's going to be called Warner Bros. Discovery, and it's a nod to the entertainment industry. They have just so much programming under this new belt. They say, I believe we're going to be the best media company in the world, he said after the deal was announced. Wow. They're trying to save $3 billion of savings between the two companies. Yeah, where will we go with this now? I think it's huge. I think it's huge, this merger. I don't think that you'll feel the ripple effect today. It won't be instant, if you will. But I'm telling you that it's a coming. And when it does, it will not be pretty. Because they're going to have even more dictatorial control of the media now, right? What do you think of that, folks? You concerned with that? See, I am. Because I don't believe it only has to do with entertainment, see? Economically, what will that do to any news organization? What will it do economically as they build these, quote, blogospheres or ecospheres of companies? We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I'm James Harrigan, senior editor at the American Institute for Economic Research. I'm also the Friedrich Hayek Distinguished Fellow at FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, and I'm the co-host of the Words and Numbers podcast. I'm pretty busy most of the time, but whenever I get a free day or two, I like to travel around the country to talk to young people wherever I find them. And that's where my friends at Loving Liberty come in. They have asked me to come to Liberty Hall in Far West to talk about some things I love talking about: the knowledge problem and human flourishing. We'll be live at 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. These two lectures are free for students, their families, and their teachers. So just about everyone, really. And while the event is free, you do have to register to attend. So head over to lovingliberty.net to grab a seat before they're all gone. This event is kindly co-sponsored by Loving Liberty Incorporated and the Foundation for Economic Education. See you in Utah, Friday, April 22nd. I look forward to meeting all of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, mega media corporations are merging left and right. They're developing these, quote, ecosphere, if you will, where you're getting these big companies that have literally everything. Amazon's one of them. You know, they got entertainment. They got every product under the sun. Apple's one of them. Google's one of them. Now these companies are starting to merge more and more and more, and they're developing end-to-end ecospheres. Economy spheres, if you will, where, you know what, you could eventually just do business with only Amazon and Jeff Bezos and nobody else. No wonder he's the richest man in the world, right? You put that together with a hostile media and boy, do you have a recipe for concern, don't you? Well, now, headline from Bob Unruh, doing a great job, says this: number of Americans who use the Bible drops off a cliff. In 1 year, 26 million reduced and or stopped using the Bible entirely. The Democrats are in power in Washington. They're pro-abortion, pro-gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, anti-parent, anti-Christian attacks. And their rights agenda is surging. Church attendance is down. Big time. What do you think about that, folks? Church attendance is down, Bible worship off the cliff, and the number of Americans who use the Bible has dropped off a cliff. That's the conclusion of the State of the Bible USA 2022 by the American Bible Society, documenting this reality. In every study since 2018, Bible users have accounted for between 47 and 49% of adults. However, we see a decrease of about 10%, ladies and gentlemen. That means nearly 26 million Americans reduced or stopped their interaction with Scripture within the last year, the author reported. It's not a normal year for the state of the Bible, they say. We've got disruptions that are impacting the relationship people have with the Bible, with religion, with church, and with God in general. The reports showed Bible users at 49% in 2019, 48% in 20, 50% in 2021. So it went up slightly, but then it dropped off a cliff. Only 39% in 2022, it dropped 11%. It also revealed a problematic number for those engaged in Scripture. Are fewer Americans reading their Bible? It's a good question for you to contemplate. One in five Americans, folks, left the Scripture engaged category in the last year. Well, think about that. People are leaving the Bible. The changing feelings and the changing behaviors was over six times larger than the change in connection to God. This is scary when you really dig in and think about this, right? Are fewer Americans reading their Bible? I think the answer is yes. They say time has a big effect on this. People may not be religious now, but they may swing back as the pendulum moves back and forth. The polling also found those who think the nation would be better off without the Bible remains the same as those who thought so a year ago at 14%. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. 14% of America believes would be better off in society without the Bible. 6 out of 7 people agreed. 86% agreed that the moral values of America are declining. What do you think of that? That's a significant number, isn't it? That's a serious number indeed, folks. 6 out of 7 people, in other words, 86%, agreed that the moral values of American are declining. In other words, what is it to be an American, I guess, is kind of the idea, right? They say it's changing. Are fewer Americans reading their Bible and attending church? I think, sadly, the answer is yes. The reasons cited by respondents included lack of positive parental involvement, negative influence in the media, lack of respect for the Bible, and negative involvement with government leaders. And while 10% of respondents still use the Bible daily, a stunning 60% never use it. In a word, the current state of the Bible is underengaged, the report said. Perhaps the Bible has been neglected and or taken for granted as people struggle with COVID and other issues. In fact, in the last year, there's been an unprecedented surge in actions to literally force Christians against their faith to participate in abortions. And even now, some congregations are still fighting under the attacks of being forced to shut down. In other words, congregations haven't come back. That's the real takeaway. People are reading the Bible less. People consider religion less, right? The Democrats are in power and setting a negative, negative, negative. Are fewer Americans reading their Bible? And fewer attending church? I think it's a fair question, right? Are fewer Americans reading their Bible and fewer attending church? That's a good question. I think the answer is clearly yes. And I think that the trend will be devastating. Right? I think that it's devastating what's happening. When 6 out of 7 people in America, ladies and gentlemen, 86% agree that the moral values of American are declining. I'm going to put an S on there of Americans because it's not of American, if you will. But I think about this, folks, and I go, whoa. We are in serious trouble in America, aren't we? When 6 out of 7 believe that we're running off the rails, that we're headed to what, kind of an immoral reality, right? That's serious, folks. Can we recover from it? Remember, the Parliament of World Religions has a declaration towards a global ethic. By a global ethic, they say we do not mean a global ideology or a single unified religion, no. Certainly not the denomination of one religion over all others. But we do need a binding ethic, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we need, by global ethic, we mean a fundamental consensus. Think about those words. We do mean a fundamental consensus on binding values, irrevocable standards, and personal attitudes. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. On one hand, they say, we don't want a single religion. No, 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 no. We don't want to force anybody to do anything. But then at the end of the same statements, they're literally saying, hey, Parliament of the World's Religions, we do need a fundamental consensus on binding values, irrevocable standards, and personal attitudes. What does that mean? In the end of the day, what it means is they're going to tell you they're not trying to combine religions. They're going to tell you they're not trying to mandate these things. But in the end of the day, they're going to build consensus and they're going to create mandates, right? That's what we're talking about. So in their very effort to tell you they're not going to take control or force this agenda, that's exactly what's happening, right? That's exactly what they're doing. You better beware, my fellow Americans. They're really putting the fix in when it comes to America right now. They really are, right? And we need to really start to speak out boldly, nobly, and independently about this, folks, because if we don't, we will lose the battle. This is an epic culture war. But it's really beyond a culture war because it extends into everything in our lives. When they talk about a financial reset, the great jubilee, if you will, they're not talking about just a financial reset. They're talking about a financial reset, so economic. They're talking about a cultural reset to jettison God's laws and God's views. They're talking about tyranny in place of liberty. They're talking about rogue government agents being able to lie and do whatever they want to do because the ends justify the means. They're talking about really a serious problem. Right? Think about what they're really gunning for. Is that the word I should use? Think about what they're really gunning for, ladies and gentlemen. It is scary. And all it takes for we the people to stop it, ladies and gentlemen, is for enough of us to pay attention to the new media taking center stage. For enough of us to realize he who owns the media makes the rules. Because that's the information you get. And when you get correct, true, honorable information based on Christian world viewpoints, based on God, family, and country, then you're able to make informed, wise decisions that protect the same. That's God, family, and country. And protect life, liberty, and property. When you get nothing but propaganda from your government-controlled media, where they don't believe they have to tell the truth at all, right? Then you get into a scenario, folks, that is very, very dangerous. It's about impossible for people to make the right decisions without the right information. Right? And that's really the trouble. And anybody who's truly bringing forth things that matter, educational topics, if you will, real news like we're doing, they are trying to shut us down. And if you believe Elon Musk is going to be your savior, good luck with that. I don't. We better build our own institutions. We better get enough of us to take the lead in the culture war, or we are in serious, dire straits, ladies and gentlemen. I encourage us to repent and turn to God Almighty. He's promised us, if we will do so, he will protect us and heal our land. What a blessing. What an opportunity. Are you game to help? I sure pray the answer is a resounding yes. I am Sam Bushman. That's 2 hours in the can. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and indeed will win the culture war. Work hard like as if it's up to us, and pray like it's up to God. In the middle shall we meet, if you will. And God save the Republic!